Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, good afternoon. It is WTIC. We're joined each week at this time by James, a young student, 12 years old, 7th grade, I believe. James, welcome back to WTIC. Nice to have you here.
Hello, Todd. Thank you for having me on. I wanted to talk about the difference between Marxism and Marxist socialism. The reason I say Marxist socialism is because I'm trying to separate it from fascist socialism, because that's a whole different animal.
So is this your term that you're using, or is that one from the world?
No, because I'm not familiar with it. Socialism is an actual term. So okay. What I mean is fascist socialism is actually what Hitler was trying to put in place. Obviously, we all know how that went. So I wanted to say it again. Sorry, it cut out.
Yes, go ahead. Fill us in. No, I want to hear the details here of... First of all, what prompted you to become concerned about these terms?
Well, one, there's always been something that made me upset on the internet when people say, that's communist because I disagree with you. That's something I always hear all the time. It never makes sense, because actually I could give out an example. There was this person saying that I believe that welfare should be kept because it can help the people that genuinely fall on hard times. And there, another person, who I'm not going to say the name of, was arguing that it shouldn't be kept because it takes away money from businesses. So he was trying to argue that the businesses are more important. And then when the person said, do you really think that the prosperity of something that's already prospering should be taken over an individual's life that could go away if they don't have enough financials? And do you know what the man's response was? You're communist.
What? Well, that's an extreme example. But I do think that we do adapt these words to the times, because times change. Communism has to be a different thing today. I think socialism is a different thing, because capitalism has taken more of control of the world, I think, as people realize it's the only way to have a viable economy. So I think it's good to know what the origins of words are. Do you have an actual definition for us of any of these terms?
Yes, I do, actually. So when I was researching this, I got the definition of socialism, and I got the definition of Marxism. So the definition of Marxism is the political and economic theories of Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, later developed by their followers to form the basis of the theory and practice of communism. So that's what Stalin tried to enforce. And the definition of socialism is, I'm going to be clear, not non-fascist socialism, a political and economic theory of social organization which advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. So what this pretty much means is Marxism follows the beliefs of Karl Marx. So the beliefs of Karl Marx is what was used in Russia. And in Russia, during the age of Stalin, they couldn't own nobody could own anybody. Nobody can own anything, I mean, except for the people on the far top. And there was many people that died. Stalin killed, I believe, almost as much as Hitler. Don't quote me on that one. There's actually a chance well, he killed more.
Yeah, he was a dangerous character. They are in a unique class of people, fortunately,
right? So
who
the
are
last
very
time
few.
Communism was enforced, almost as many people died from that as the amount of people that died in the Holocaust. I just want people to think mm-hmm. about that one.
Well, what are your thoughts on the systems, though? To me, there's capitalism, and then you're talking about a level of degree in terms of the economic system between socialism and communism.
Yeah, so and I would like to make an argument that there's social democracy is different from socialism.
Okay, what's social democracy in your mind?
In my mind, social democracy is France. France is not socialist because you can own your property. Because in socialism, you can't own your property. That's part of the reason why France is, well, not socialist. There's actually, in my opinion, no true socialist countries because the community doesn't own your property yet. So what I'm trying to get at here is France and any country that's similar to it is a social democracy. It is as parts of capitalism and parts of socialism. You could actually argue America's a social democracy, but I would say no, because just because you have a small bit of socialism doesn't instantly make you a social democracy. It's a blend that makes you a social democracy.
James, you are so wonderful, and it's so much fun to hear your voice and your ideas. Hold on one sec, because we're going to just do a little weather report here, and we will continue the conversation. I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you. Okay, James, so in real life, though, it seems to me that social democracy means to have a democratic system of government built on a capitalist society, but that you believe that that democratic system, in order to be fair, requires that there be a lot of redistribution of wealth and lots of programs to take care of people. And to me, this is pretty similar to what socialism is. The idea of socialism is that the state owns the means of production in order that it can control what life is like for everybody, and all the resources from what gets manufactured and built and produced by the productive classes in the society, that money goes to the government. The government decides what to do with it. In our system, we're moving towards, I think you're right, we're more of a social democracy without having decided to do that and without having adjusted our constitution, because it's really unconstitutional, I think. The premise of our society is everything stays in the hands of the people, except for the essential amounts of power that have to be taken by a government. And to me, the problem with both of the systems, with all government, in fact, is the same thing, and that is that the people get inside of government want more all the time because they're in the power business. They don't want us controlling our own fates. They want to control our fates. So they make up stories to justify taking our stuff away. So I just wanted to provide you that context and then get your feedback and ask you which you think is the best thing and why.
You know something I was thinking of? Something I was thinking of is that I believe that the very idea of being a state representative or a senator or just like being working for the government is a paid mm-hmm. position now. I feel like that's almost going to push us towards corporatism, which is capitalism, but so far extreme that the rich take over. So what I mean by this is it starts by you start paying them. So they think of it rather as to help society and more to think of it as this is how I can get money. So they can, now they have an even easier way to monetize being in government. Now that they found a way to monetize being in government, I think a lot of them are only in it for the money. So now that they're only in it for the money, they're not going to do it for the better of the society, because a lot of the things that better society hurt them. So that's why
I think that's wonderful analysis. I'd never thought about in those terms. It's interesting that their argument for money is free us up from having to worry about money. Let us get paid for being in government, and then you never have to worry about us having any ulterior motives, being corrupt, trying to skim money or anything like that, because we'll be getting paid. But what it does do, I think, is more what you're describing. It leads to a professional class of people who are professional representatives, and they're always looking for more power, money, prestige, and other fruits of their labors. It's an interesting problem.
And I'm actually kind of almost a little scared that United States of America might fall into what some might people call crony capitalism, but I call corporatism, might fall into corporatism, not just because of that, but ever since like the 80s, there has almost been a top-end push for it. Because there's been so every time there's something that doesn't allow for people, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, if there's something that only helps the people on top, but somehow finds a way to get in edgewise something negative on the bottom, that's almost pushing towards, I'm going to call it crony capitalism because that's what most people call it. It's pushing towards crony capitalism.
Well, what is so in the larger sense to me, what you're describing, we're talking to James. He's a regular guest here, and you're in seventh grade, right? Yeah. So to me, there, it's all the same thing, that every entity is out for its own best interest. And the worst of those is government, because government gets its money for free. All it has to do is decree that it's going to take the money, and it gets to do that. And those people in
government
don't
just generate money without having a negative income for itself.
It can generate money simply by through taxation.
That's true.
And so they don't have to deliver a product for their proceeds to come in. They just have to tell us wonderful stories about all the wonderful things they're doing for us, how much compassion and love they have for us, and why they need a larger share of our productivity every year. And each year they have less to show for it and more demand for more money. That's the cycle we're in now. So
that right
government
there is why
isn't...
I hate both parties.
That's a good reason. Political parties are not positive structures because they stand between us and our government, and they want to stand there so they can manipulate the levers. I view them like the Wizard of Oz, you know, behind the curtain there. He's making these big blustery statements about how all wonderful and powerful he is, when in fact he's just a little
here's
scummy
the
guy.
The Wizard of Oz wasn't intelligent enough to know that eventually he was going to get exposed. But you see, the government, Democrats and Republicans, are intelligent enough to know how to do it, get away with it, and do it hyper-efficiently. The Wizard of Oz had many cracks. The government is pretty much, it's a lot harder to expose. They did a good job of covering up their tracks.
James, you are awesome. Thank you so much for bringing us this topic. We'll see you again next week.
Okay, thank you.
Great to talk with you. Isn't he awesome? We need more young people who are passionate about politics. It's so much fun, and it's such a productive thing to be. Well, I don't know. I've been obsessed with it since I was a kid. Not as obsessed as James and not as knowledgeable when I was young. But I was always reading about it. I just find it fascinating for whatever reason I do. I can't say why I do. It's just one of those things that happens to you. Some people play the piano. Some people are interested in politics. But when I just wish for our society, if there were more Jameses, then government wouldn't get away with all the stuff it gets away with.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.